And that's right. Don't laugh at me. This here is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang with you on another Jumbo Braille program, better known as Big Dot, here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, saying welcome one, welcome all to our program, especially our surrounding cities and states and our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. We'd be glad to hear your comments, your questions. And we're going to have a special guest tonight, Laura Cornswell. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Sometimes I'm a little off. But Laura Cornwell, and she has a very unique thing that she'll be talking to us about tonight, about a special screen reader for those that are visually impaired, but also she herself happens to be visually impaired herself. So we're going to listen, hear about that tonight. So, like I said, be ready to ask your questions if you have any. Those who called 424-243-9617, just press the number one, join the conversation. All right, Laura, you're with us, right?
Yes, how are you? Yes, I am. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, and we hear you quite clearly.
Good.
All right, first let's talk about you. Okay.
Well,
when...
welcome her. Welcome her to the Six Eyes Radio Network. And now we'll proceed.
Right.
Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay. As far as you yourself, when did you lose your sight?
Well, I was born blind. I was born in the 70s, and if you know very much about the 70s, they did not have the technology that they have now. They gave Mom and Dad less than a 10% chance that I would even make it to Louisville, Kentucky. And because I only weighed a pound.
Did we lose you?
Yeah, I think her phone. Let's see if the call dropped, or maybe she'll call back in. She probably just got a little bad connection, but this is the Jumbo Braille program. And we have Laura Cornwell here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. So if you're on the line, we thank you. If not, the phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. We're going to give her a little bit of time to call back in and continue with the interview. You know, her story sounds a lot like mine, Ken. You know, I was premature born, too, and I heard 1 pound, so we might have been born the same weight. So we'll find out.
Thank you. I'm
okay.
Back. I'm sorry about that. My phone
there
decided
we are.
To be stupid. My phone decided to be stupid. You got to love technology, people.
All
you
right.
Do.
We heard you. You were talking about you weighed 1 pound something when you were born. That's
I
when you cut.
Okay. I weighed 1 pound and 8 ounces when I was born. And
wow.
Yes. And I was probably the second smallest at the time, I think. There was one smaller
you
than
might,
me.
You
and...
might as well. Cause... Yeah. I was the first. I was 1 pound, 11 ounces.
Ooh. Wow. Okay.
Man.
Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, the doctors did not give Mom and Dad much hope at all at that time. And so, you know, I went to the blind schools. I went to the public school when I was 13, came out with a grade point average of 3.0, I'm proud to say, B average in school. And as far as hobbies, I sing for fun.
Okay, she went out again, so she sings for fun. We got that. That's her hobby. She graduated with a 3.0 from high school, so that's good. So now when she comes back, she'll continue. Well, we know she paid attention in school, and we know she sings as a hobby.
Hello, Big Brother.
Hello, Emily. How are you?
Doing good. Sitting here on mute, trying not to bust the gut laughing at my kittens.
All right.
Hello, Brother Six. Hello, Missionary Wolfgang. This is Lila.
Hello, Lila. How are you?
Oh, I'm thankful to be able to get back on the air.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Hopefully we don't have
to. I am back.
More.
I am.
That's a good thing. All right, Laura, are you back?
Yes,
trust
I am.
Me, I learned a valuable lesson from that one Friday,
okay.
So.
Okay. Well,
okay,
welcome back.
She's back.
With the interview.
Yep. I do apologize
so
to this, guys.
That's okay. It happens. So we got a 3.0 grade average, and we have singing for a hobby. Continue.
Okay. I am also a DJ myself on now 2 different radio stations. I don't want to give their names here because I don't endorse, you know, I don't promote other radio stations on somebody else's stuff. I don't do that. But
appreciate
I am a
that.
DJ.
All right.
I'm also somebody who pretty well known for website testing. I started that back in 2013. On it, and it was not a good situation when all of that happened. Basically, when I did it, I did a lot of extra work with the websites, trying to make them more accessible. I actually had some success stories when I was involved in that, but that goes up with a little bit of what I do now, which is promote NVDA Con and promote different things about NVDA, which is why we're here tonight.
Okay, and for our listeners,
asking you to come on tonight. I appreciate you guys and what y'all do. I really do.
You're very welcome. So for the listeners, what does NVDA stand for?
NVDA stands for Non-Visual Desktop Access.
Okay.
And that is a free screen reader. And it's actually better than the one that you and I were talking about, Wolfgang, earlier. Trust me, it's a lot better than that.
It's better than Jaws?
Well, I don't know about that now. Jaws and it, pretty good competition, too.
Okay.
And you had asked me earlier about something, and I think hopefully we're going to get there eventually. But I'm going to let you guys ask the questions. You got the floor is open.
Okay. Okay. The question was, now, where is this website that you have?
Oh, nvdacon.org.
Okay. N is Nancy. V is Victory. A?
D is in Do, if you know Braille.
Oh, and D.
V as in Victory. And D as in Do. A as in Apple.
So NVDA?
Yes.
Come on, man. Get your coffee.
Okay, NVDA. What was the rest of it?
Con, C-O-N. C as in Cole, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy.
Okay.
Dot O as in Oscar, R as in rather, G as in go or golf.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to get that written down because one of our listeners tonight that's listening in, Lila, she was asking about this website, and I want to make sure she gets it tomorrow and be able to walk her through it.
Okay. We can do that.
Kenny, not only Lila, but you're forgetting me.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. So now exactly, can you tell us exactly what this is about?
I can. This conference discusses add-ons. It discusses different things with NVDA. It discusses some of the new features that's coming up. We actually talk with the developers, unlike Jaws. I hate to make that reference, but this is the truth. But you don't see Jaws developers doing this. What you do see is two blind men who started this organization back in 2006. It is based out of Australia. And, yeah, we get to actually talk with the people who made this wonderful screen reader. This year it will be on Zoom. We used to do it on a conferencing platform called Team Talk, and this is our first year on Zoom.
Okay. And so what we're going to do is we're going to piggyback this interview. So, Ken, I'll ask a question, you ask a question. So now I'll ask my question. Okay, so with this NVDA screen reader, what has been the success that you've had with it? What has been different from any other screen reader that you use? What set this apart from other screen readers?
Well, mainly because it's the actual first screen reader I actually started with. I did not get into computers until 2010, so I did not get started in the JAWS world like a lot of you guys did. So y'all come to me with JAWS, and I'm like, okay, I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
And I love it. I mean, the big thing that you can do that really sets NVIDIA apart from different, from JAWS Tandem, I believe it's what it's called. I hope there's some JAWS users in here tonight because I don't know JAWS. Well, enough. But anyway, JAWS Tandem is that you guys, when you guys have to do a tandem, you guys are not able to switch back and forth from your local machine to your other, to your person you're controlling's machine. NVDA remote, you can do that. And you can also have up to five people on one remote session as well.
Oh, really?
Yes, you can.
And this, okay, so this is, so the five people you can have on here, that's by acceptance only, right? So meaning
yes.
If, okay, so, and then each time they would get a different acceptance situation?
No, actually, here's what happens. Let's say Six Eyes, you were the one that I was controlling, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that. All right. Then let's say that they, Wolfgang and some other people wanted to join this same remote session to learn how to do something. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody would have to put in the same key, and it would be the key that you gave to me.
Okay.
Unlike Tandem, where you guys only can have two people on there, we can do up to five. So, yeah. Yep. And if somebody wants that website, I can give that. Just whenever.
Yeah, so what we're going to have you do, so the way we're going to do this is we're going to talk about the screen reader, we're going to talk about what sets it apart, and then when we conclude the interview, you'll put all the things together. So it'll just be like a big menu that we're taking home. So that way
nobody will get
confused, and then, you know, the interview can flow a little better.
Yep.
Because, like I said, when you wrap up, what you'll do is talk about the conference. You'll talk about the topics that's needed to discuss for the big conference, and, you know, we'll go from there. But the listeners will have everything they need to take home to enjoy this free screen reader.
Yep.
Okay.
Cool. Sounds good to me.
All right. So you've been using it for how long?
Oh, good Lord.
You started
I've been
off
using
with it, right?
Yes, I did, actually.
Okay, and so they've actually must came a long way, 15 years? So they've
been
in existence.
Yes, they have.
So that is great. So you've basically seen this thing from infant to a teenager. So that's
I have.
That's
cool. I've seen it quite a bit.
Yeah, that
I've
is cool.
I've seen it close since I started using it.
Now, let me ask you this. Let's say there's an existing program that's out that people use, because, you know, a lot of people do various things on computers. Okay.
Yep.
So, issue. is graphical text. That's the biggest issue of screen readers. And even Jaws, even Jaws have an issue with this. Okay, so the question is, does NVDA, do they have an issue with graphical text as well, reading graphical text?
Sometimes they do, yes. They do, unfortunately. Now, here's what they do that sets it apart. Let's say if that text is a graphic, and let's say that it is a link, okay? Let's just say that. What you can do is you can go to your elements list or links list in JAWS, which is insert F7. I don't know if it's the same way in JAWS because I don't use that very much, but anyway, that's what it is in NVDA. Sorry. But anyway, you can do that, and it will let you click on that link using that, using your links list to get to it. So that is how you can get around that.
Okay. Cool, because see that's the biggest issue, with us being in the unsighted world, we want to peruse the computer just the same as everybody else, and it's weird that they have like and this is across the board, because so you'll have your file, your edit, your view, your options, you'll have all that. You'll have settings, you'll have all that. But then when you actually go, because I'm a composer, so what happens is, okay, so it'll do the file, it'll do the edit, it'll do the view. But when you go into settings, when you go to files and then you go to preferences, then it's just like, oh, duh, what do I do? You know, so I'm trying to figure out what is it that they're not doing, because if it reads the file, edit, view, settings, and then, it goes to the preferences, it says preferences, but when you get inside of preferences, you don't know where you're at. So what can they do to rectify that?
Well, if it's NVDA, okay. Do you mind me asking what piece of software you're specifically referring to? Do you mind me asking that?
What I'm using is I use Pro Tools. That's made by Avid Pro Tools.
Okay.
And I use Native Instruments. So those are two sites.
Never heard of those.
Yeah,
two.
Those are two. Okay. So here's the thing. Those are two sites that I use. So if you go to ProTools.com, before we get out of here, I would like you to go to ProTools.com, and then I would like you to go to Sounds.com, SOUNDS.com, and we'll see how this screen reader fares. I'm going to pass the mic to Wolfgang, see if he has any more questions.
All right. Let me go to my computer when you're doing that.
Okay. While you're doing that, we were talking earlier before the show. We were talking about something very also similar, is these link graphics, like because on Blog Talk Radio, they use it, okay? They have – it's a picture or graphic, and it's also a link at the same time. But what happens is, because it's both in one, I know for a fact in JAWS it doesn't work, okay? It doesn't act – the link don't activate. It just acts like a normal picture.
Got a question. Did you try to use your links list on this in JAWS? That's what I did with NVDA, and it worked fine.
Okay.
Yep, sure did. Hold on a second. Let me grab a set of headphones here. Let me get set up.
All right.
Here, guys. Hang on. Let me, because I had forgotten we were going to do this. I'm sorry.
So that's something I'll have to try. And then another problem that I've noticed is in some websites, they have like these drop-down boxes that don't seem to work with any kind of screen reader. Are you still there, Laura? Okay, six, we lost her temporarily, so we'll have to wait till she comes
back.
Okay.
All right, well, let's get some things out of the way. All right, you're on the 6 Hours Radio Network. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. Press the 1 to join the conversation if you have any questions for Laura as we go over the screen reader in VBA. So call in with your questions. Now, for those of you who are visually impaired and looking for a screen reader that is free, because it's hard times for a lot of people, and maybe the people don't have the money, you know, for the more higher-end screen readers such as JAWS. And we're going to see how this fares. And if it passes, the 6 Hours Radio Network will definitely promote it.
I'm here, guys.
Okay, welcome back.
My phone loves to drop. Thank you. My phone loves to drop. So if it drops...
All right, it happened.
I apologize.
No worries. No worries.
Yep.
It's cool.
Okay. Okay. Good deal. All right.
Okay.
Now,
what I was mentioning just before you dropped there is on some of these websites, they have like these drop-down boxes when you get onto them.
Mm-hmm.
And the box doesn't seem to work with any kind of screen reader. It's where you're supposed to select something, and it doesn't allow you to select it. I think we lost her again, Six. Yeah, we definitely lost her, Six. Are you there? Okay, we're...
Wait a minute, she's here.
Okay, here we go. We got her coming back.
I hope.
Me. Look really bad.
There we go. You're back. Okay.
Okay.
I was asking you about... Okay, we were asking about, you know, in some of these websites, they have what you call a drop-down box. You're supposed to select something from a multiple menu, and sometimes they don't even work with a screen reader.
Got a question.
How does NVDA work with that?
Well, it depends. If it is like a combo box, it works great. If it's one of those where you have to use your mouse, it not so great. But most of the time, what I've ran into is combo boxes. That's most of the time what I've ran into.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. It's supposed to be a combo box, but it doesn't seem to work.
All right. In NVDA, try using your spacebar and your NVDA key, because I can't do my computer and my phone at the same time without dropping. I've tried. That's what I was trying to do earlier when we dropped. And apparently I can't do both. I hate that, because I want to do those two things for you guys. But, you can do it that way, and usually that will get it. Because once you select something, all you should have to do is hit enter, and it should go ahead and keep your selection, then you just tab right on down.
All right. And then, okay, can you give us some other features about this screen reader that would be of like voices, et cetera, that it may use?
Yes, I can. In Windows 10, If you use Windows 10, you can now get the Sappy 5 voices that are used, like Mark, Sarah, I forget some of the others, but those are the main two that I know of. They're basically the same ones that you hear on Narrator. You can do that. You can do some desktop voices as well, but you have to buy those. It does come with eSpeak, but not everybody likes the sound of that, including the person you're speaking with tonight. I'm not too crazy about that one, so I don't use it, but by default, it will sign in. Like, you know how when you do your Windows sign-in stuff and use 2, you have to, use 2, it didn't work. You had to have somebody sign in. Well, now you don't. If you have NVDA set up to sign in at the logon screen or start up at the logon screen, you can do it all yourself now. I don't know how JAWS works with that because I don't use JAWS well enough to do that. That's some of the things you can do with NVDA. There's so many different add-ons that you can do, too, that help customize NVDA as well.
All right. So what would you say is your most preferred voice?
My most preferred voice is Mark. Actually, from the Narrator set of voices. And I'll tell you why it's the most preferred. The reason why is because you can actually understand it. And for people that are just starting out with NVDA, it's slow enough that you can actually do something. It's actually slow enough that even a beginner can understand it.
All right, Six. Do you got any questions to go on with? Just got to make sure your phone's unmuted, Six, because your mic is open.
It's just been acting up.
Oh.
I have a question for Missionary Wolfgang.
Go ahead, Lila.
I got a question. Now, will that reader work on Windows 11?
Yes, it should. Yes.
Okay, I have Windows 11 on my laptop is what I wanted to ask.
Yes, it should.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, what other platforms is it compatible with?
Well, it's compatible with Windows 10, Windows 8.1, and Windows 7. It is not, the latest version is not compatible with XP. You have to go pretty far back to get that one. But there is still a version around that is compatible with XP if you've got people that are running XP. But I forget the version number.
Who would be running XP? I know ain't nobody still running XP.
Okay. Well,
I would hope not. It's 2021. That would, oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I'm with you, man. I know.
that would be something.
Yeah, it would.
But what if you're a real dinosaur and run Vista?
You know what? Vista, only thing that was good about Vista was the icons. Other than that, Vista was a piece of crap.
I say the same thing about XP. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, right now, right now, they're all the way up to Windows 11. And I for one, have not switched over. I'm still at Windows 10. And I'll probably stay there because for what I do, everything is working fine for me. So I don't want to – the old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
There you go, man. There you go.
So I'm going to – yes, I'm going to stick with the Windows 10 until I need to do different. Now, excuse me, I got the hiccups. Excuse me.
I hear that.
Yes, I'm going to have to get something to drink in a minute. If one more, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Laura.
Wow.
All right. While he's dealing with the hiccups there. Another question I had for you.
Okay.
Now, is there controls on this where you can control the speech rate, pitch, et cetera, like that, and also the pitch for, like, capitals versus lowercase?
There is, actually. There is. Let's see. The controls are insert plus control. No. That's not right. Yeah, insert plus control plus down arrow will let you do your speech and all of that. You can also do it from, I want to say, NVDA control. Yeah, NVDA control plus S is the other way to do it. You tab over twice where it says select your synthesizer, and then you can do all of that. Also, you can go into NVDA menu, go into preferences, look under speech settings, under there as well.
So basically what I'm trying to find out is, say you want to set your speech preferences to a certain speed, rate, et cetera, and a certain type, like say you're talking about Mark. Can you get a whole profile created and then save it as a profile so that it's and make it your default? Can you do that?
I don't mess with that very often, to be honest with you, but I would assume you could. I don't. That's the only thing I don't really mess with a whole lot. Oh boy.
Because I know for a fact in JAWS you could go under voices and you could create you get the settings for the voices, then you could create a profile and then you could save it under a specific name, and then that name you could leave as your default, and then you don't have to go and redo all the settings for the rate and all that. You could have it already set to that the way you like it.
Good Lord, it's been forever since I've dealt with that side of things, and I'm sorry. I could be more of a help there. Oh, boy.
I got you. I told you you'd be on the griddle tonight. I got
yes,
you tonight, did I?
Yes, you did. I hate to say it. Sorry, bud. But, hey, guess what? If my phone would work and my computer, if my phone wouldn't cut out when I'm by my computer, I could actually go in and look at some stuff for you. But I can't. I don't want to mess this up any more than what I already have. You know how that goes?
I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah.
I can. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm in the market for a new laptop. I heard you mention Windows 11 and Windows 10. I am familiar with Windows. So which program would be the best fit for your screen reader? And are there any training programs for your screen reader?
There are training programs. There are trainings. They actually have an entire series on the NVDA website to where you can actually buy the series and you can actually become a certified NVDA expert, to which I'm not yet. I'm working on it, but I'm not there yet.
Oh, okay.
I came within.
Do they have shortcuts like JAWS?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We do have shortcuts, my friend. Yes, right. You do. You're very welcome. And as far as the programming, I would recommend Windows 10 or Windows 11 with NVDA.
Okay.
And I wish you good luck with your new laptop.
All right. Another question. Say you got the NVDA on, let's say, a home PC, okay?
Okay.
I know with JAWS, they require you to have, this authorization key, and then you only could have it up to three different computers, like your PC, your laptop, and maybe another computer if you've got that. And that's it. Mm-hmm. And then if you have more computers than that, then you have to go and get another authorization, whatever. Is there a specific limit to how many computers you can have this loaded onto?
Nope, there is not. It is what's called free and open source software, period.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, what I was going to ask now is, okay, say somebody wanted to download their free version of this. Exactly what steps do they got to do?
They go to the NVDA website, and then they go to where it says download. They download the version that they want to. They click on the link to download that. Then they save the file, go to save, and then what you could do is it would ask you, do you want to install this on your drive? Then you would just install it. I mean, it's just like a regular installation like you would for, say, Microsoft Office or any of the other stuff that you install on to your computer. It's not like a JAWS where you have to have an SMA and all of that kind of a deal. Matter of fact, I've seen people do this. They've actually had a portable copy. You can actually create a portable copy of this, so you can take this same software, same settings and all, and throw it onto a thumb drive and then take it to another computer if you need to.
Okay.
Wow, pretty cool.
Go ahead.
All right, you got any more questions, Six?
Not right offhand. Is there anybody else got any more questions? Anybody on the line? Because I thought I heard somebody ask a question. I don't know who that was. Who was that that asked that question a little while ago?
It kind of mystery person. I don't know who she was, but glad that she's here with us here on the 6Eyes Radio Network on the Jimbo Braille program.
Mystery person, are you still there? Mystery person.
All right. I know we had Emily and Lila. They were talking about possibly getting it. Any questions from you two?
Not me.
Okay, you got everything you needed. Okay, Lila. How about you, Emily?
Yeah, the one thing I was wondering, if your computer wants to act crazy and lock you out, would that cause a problem with it?
No. It would not, but now let me make sure I'm understanding. Give me an example, please, of what you're talking about, if you don't mind.
Okay, at times my laptop wants to be a snot and lock me out.
Lock you out as in what? Like, I'm confused.
Not letting me into my computer.
Okay. I'm still
It turns around and it'll ask me for a pin into my computer. And that's not supposed to.
Okay. You know what? Once you get into your computer and you install NVDA, you can do what you can do is you can have it start up on the logon screen. And it will tell you Windows sign in. Okay. Then it will ask you for your PIN, and you can put your PIN in just like you normally would. And then it'll go ahead and sign in. Now, the tones that you hear with NVDA, you won't hear that, but not on the sign-in, not on the logon screen, but you will hear it after that.
Oh, okay.
So, like, what it does is, like, for example, Wolfdale will know what I'm talking about when I say this, but you know how with Narrator, it'll let you can sign in. What it does is it takes the voice of Narrator, it'll load it up. I mean, it'll let you sign in that way. But it's actually using one of NVDA's voices by default, OneCore voices by default when you do that. If you allow it to sign in, so if you allow it to use the logon screen, start up at logon screen. And it will do that. The only thing I can't get it to read, user account controls when you have to download stuff. And all you do there is just hit Alt-Y, you normally would.
Okay, any more questions then?
Ooh, so on the user account controls, like when you're, after you're trying to download something, it won't allow you to, like when you're trying to install a program and it says, do you wish to make changes to your computer?
Oh,
it don't allow you
yes.
to read, it doesn't read that.
It does, okay. It does read, like, okay, let's say, all right. Now, let me make sure I'm understanding what you're talking about. You're talking about the user account control when it makes that weird sound, says this program wants to make changes to your computer, yes or no. Hit Alt-Y for yes or Alt-N for no. Normally what I do, I just hit Alt-Y, and it'll go ahead and accept it.
Right. But does it read that?
Yes, it does. I'm sorry. I was in the wrong thing. I'm sorry. Yes, guys, it does. It does read that, yes.
Okay, because when you was going to say that, if you were saying that it didn't, I was going to say, well, surprising enough, JAWS does, though.
Well, too bad. You can't get around that. So, well, I want to make sure we were on the same page, you know.
Right, because I know for a fact JAWS reads that whole thing, and it reads it yes, no, and it reads all of the options with no troubles.
Yep. Sorry about that. Now that I know what we're talking about, it's like, okay, yeah. Yes, it does. I'm sorry, guys. I've been thinking.
Okay. So now let's talk about this conference that you guys got coming up.
We can do that.
All right. So you want to tell us about it?
Yes, I will. All right. What NVDAcon is it's a conference of for people who are users of NVDA. It's a conference for people like yourselves to learn about NVDA. You also get to meet the men behind this life-changing screen reader, which all started in 2006, I'm happy to say. Then, let's see, we do two forums, an opening and a closing. We have topics so far this year on one on remote, one on SPL, Station Playlist Studio. We have one on a game. We have oh, good Lord. I don't have a topic sheet right in front of me. But anyway, we have a lot of different topics, and you guys can still submit topics by going to www.nvdacon.org/call for topics.
Okay.
You can do that. That is done until November the 15th. This is the last date to submit topics.
Well, that'd be a good one. So, and is there anything else that we did not cover that you would like us to know about?
I would. I would also like you guys to know that you all can get add-ons for NVDA. Remote is one of them. It's called nvdaremote.com. Go there. You all can also, when you all do the screen reader, and you guys hit NVDA key plus N, this is a way to get into your preferences where you can set all your stuff up. You can also get many different add-ons. You can almost set it up like JAWS, except for the SMAs. You don't have to have them. We have a thing where it'll let you do copy, paste, cut all them commands. We have, oh, good Lord, a lot of different add-ons on there. We even have Weather Plus. We have some that'll do the weather and all of that. It will read Windows 10 apps. We have a add-on for Windows 10 App Essentials is the name of that. There's just a lot of different add-ons I could talk about here tonight. I won't do all of them. We'll be here all night if I did that. And none of us want to do that.
I have a question.
Well,
maybe
yeah.
I missed it. When is the conference?
The first weekend in December.
First weekend in December. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm Katrina, by the way. I'm not a mystery caller.
You who?
Katrina.
Oh, okay. Nice to have you.
Thanks.
Glad to have you here, Katrina. I'd love to have you on the Jumbo Braille program every week at 9 p.m.
Yes.
And, okay, now, exactly how do they become a part of this conference, Laura?
They go to nvdacon.org is how to do that. And then they can do call for, they can, if they want to submit a topic, they can go to /call for topics. If they want to be just a listener or just a participant, they can still go to nvdacon.org and their the programming schedule will be done in the local time zone as well.
So this is all found on the website?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you just go on there and look for the information about the conference?
Yes, sir. You do.
Oh. Okay.
All right. And have you,
all
how
right.
many conferences have you attended?
Right now we have, when do we have?
Begin.
We,
how many conferences have
seven.
You attended total?
How many topics or how many what? How many?
No,
how many,
I said,
how many conferences
how many,
have you attended total?
Oh, thank you. This is my seventh year.
Wow.
Yes. I got involved in 2015.
Okay. Yeah, so you're definitely committed. So that's good. That is good.
Now, earlier in the show, I asked you to go to two websites. Well, actually three, because we said for the station.
Yep.
How did that fare? And then before you get out of here, I want to do the protoos.com and the sounds.com.
Okay. I'm not able to stay online with you and do the computer side at the same time because I'm going to need one to do that. My phone does cut out on me, fortunately.
Okay. Well, what we'll have to do, because I want to see if that actually works. So,
okay.
Wolfgang, you take on that task, or you can take on that task and let me know. You just get back with me and let me know if it worked.
I can do that.
Okay, sounds good. All right, well, all right. We want to wish you much success with the conference, MBDA conference. Remember those topics that I already gave you earlier? Especially people being in the unsighted world, we're still doing great things. So like mm-hmm. I suggested, daily cleaning habits of your house, what little tricks do you do to make sure you have everything, swept and nothing left. So what I do, I sweep everything. I start from one end of the kitchen to the other.
Yep.
And then I sweep everything into the center island. So that's the pick right there. So if the dustpan mm-hmm. is the garbage truck, the landfill
yep.
and everything, the debris is right in front of that island. And
yep.
then I collect it, sweeping it with the dustpan. And then
yep.
after I sweep with the dustpan, I go over with the vacuum to make sure I leave nothing, And
mm-hmm.
then the garbage can is the landfill where I throw everything away. So
yep.
so that's one thing that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Also, toothpaste, like putting toothpaste on a toothbrush is kind of hard. So what
yeah,
I
no
do
comment
is
there.
Have a
I make a mess.
Yeah, yeah. So one thing you can do is get like I don't know if you eat like Chinese, if you eat like Chinese food.
Yep.
But when you get like those little plastic cups, those little plastic
uh-huh.
They're like little bowls, and they like may have like sauce in them. So
yeah.
you rinse those out real good, and
uh-huh.
then you put your toothpaste in there, and
yep.
then you scoop the toothpaste up like that. That way it's not all on the sink, and
oh.
that's another hack,
Nice.
Stuff like that, easy stuff like that. How do you separate your colored clothes from your dark clothes? Well, have two different bags with a texture.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when you take, you got white socks on, so those socks go in that one particular bag. I mean, you can put a safety pin on it. And then that
okay.
way, okay, this safety pin is where all the whites go. Okay?
Right. Yep.
And that way you're not messing up your colors trying to bleach them. So if you got that safety pin on there, that all your whites go in that particular laundry bag.
Right.
That's another hack. Downloading things they have what's called CNAI,
mm-hmm.
which is a optical characteristic. So
yep.
let's say you want a ginger ale and not a Coke, okay? So you go
right.
into the refrigerator.
Right.
They have
yep.
they have a section that says product. So if you want a
yep.
ginger ale and not a Coke, or you want a Coke and not a ginger ale, it'll tell you this is a Canada Dry. It'll tell you this is a Coke. So that's one thing it does.
Mm-hmm.
It does currency. If you go to the store and you buy something that costs $5, you don't want to give them $10, and let's say that they're hard up for some money, so you give them a 10, and they profit 5, okay?
Yep.
Because you got some dishonest people. So it recognizes currency, so it recognizes
yep.
currency. Let's
yep.
say you just moved somewhere, and
mm-hmm.
let's say your cousin lives down the street,
okay?
And let's say your cousin comes to the door. You don't know who it is. Well, you turn on CNAI,
your cousin. Okay, this is your cousin. So you'll definitely know it's your cousin because it goes by facial recognition.
Yep.
Okay, that's one thing. It does several. Documents, you know, it reads short text. You know, if you got a menu, yep. If you got a Chinese menu or a restaurant menu you want to order from, you can read that. You can read, you know, different things. Documents, you know, you can take pictures with of a document, you know.
Yep.
So these are just little things to have inside your toolbox, you know.
Yep.
And then on top of that, huh?
At some point after we're, I said at some point after we're done with the interview, would love to stay on the line with you for just a minute at some point. After we're done.
Okay. Okay, sounds good.
Yep.
But yeah, but those are a couple right there, and I'm sure you'll have what you need by it's December 1st, right?
Oh, November 15th is when we end the close topics.
Consider the ones I already gave you. And
okay.
At least you'll have that to throw around at the conference.
Yep.
And just go from there. I mean, I'm sure with everybody, you know, when great minds get together, y'all have well more than the five topics that you're looking for.
Yeah.
You know? And then just make a list that can be put up on the website that people, all the ideas that people came up with.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, definitely for sure, I would recommend putting up as a suggested topic about the graphic text.
Okay. Graphic text.
Because that's really one big thing that most screen readers have a problem with is where they take a picture, like say of the word H-E-L-P. They take a picture of that. And then they put it on the website, and since it's a picture and they don't put any alt text into it, it only reads it as graphic.
Ew. Oh, I've seen those. Oh, good God. Oh, dear Lord.
And
okay.
So all it does is reads it as a graphic, but it doesn't say the word help, even though it's text.
Oh, dear Lord. Do you know how many times I've seen that when I've website tested? Oh,
so
really
and I've seen it even in emails. Okay, I'll give you a prime example.
Okay.
I get PayPal and the emails from PayPal, and they have like about 20 links on there, and all they are is graphics. And it says link graphic 1, link graphic 2, link graphic 3, link, and that's all you hear.
Time for NVDA
and that's all you hear, and you don't know what's what.
Time for NVDA and OCR. Have you been able to OCR the image, or NVDA? Y'all don't have an OCR thing, do they?
I don't know.
No. Does NVDA?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, it does.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It does.
Okay, so let me ask you this, okay? So if it has optical characteristics, okay? So remember I gave you the example of you go to file and then you go to the word preference. Okay.
Yep.
So when you get inside the preference field, okay?
Right.
Will the optical characteristics, will it read the specific areas of where you're at? You understand what I'm saying? So if we're in preference, and let's say it's five things that it needs to read, will the optical characteristic read each one of those individually and not just read it as a image describing what it is, but will it individually break it down to the section if it has like the cursor? Does it
work by
the cursor?
Okay. Yes, it would. It would. We also have object navigation as well, but that is a whole different ballgame. That is a whole, like if you wanted to use a mouse with NVDA, you could do so.
So, okay, that's a great thing. So,
being that you already have this on your computer, what I would like you to do is go to you know where it says file and preferences? It's on several programs. So you said it'll read everything within the, if it's five specific areas, it'll read each one of those as long as, you know, the cursor is focused on it.
Mm-hmm.
If it does that, I don't know, Ken, because Jaws is not doing that.
Jaws, I
true
can't enough. Believe Jaws.
I mean,
because I don't know Jaws going up to help you. But
yeah.
Got a question.
Yeah, so that'll be something to that'll be great for me, because like I said, you know, certain areas on the computer, you know, you don't necessarily know where you're at. And I bought this device, and I, you know, because I know the guy, I'm not going to say his name because I think he's a cool dude. But they never put the particular feature on there that gave you the liberty of reading the specific continual reading with the optical characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's the part I was upset about, because I paid quite a bit of money for this particular object. I'll tell you about it later.
Ouch. That ain't good.
No, it's not. So nobody has any... Go ahead. What'd you say?
Okay. And a real quick question for you. You guys in Jaws, do you guys have a browse mode? Did you try it in that one?
Is there a browse mode?
In Jaws.
Browsing as in?
Browsing as in, like, the different sections and that kind of thing.
Well, if it does, I have never actually done it. That I couldn't answer that.
Okay.
Can you give us an example versus the NVDA? Can you give us an example?
Let's say you wanted to go to, can't think of one right off the top of my head. Oh, yeah, I can. Let's do Facebook.com.
Okay.
Let's just go there. Sometimes I can put it in browse mode, and I can tab to a lot of my stuff sometimes. Or, like, let's say you have a radio button, the thing with radio buttons. It'll say not checked. Let's say you have one that you want to check. Hit spacebar on it, and boom, you've checked your radio button.
Okay.
Hopefully that helps you out a little bit.
Yeah, they have a type of thing with Jaws that does that. Now that you describe it, yes.
Good. Because like I said, I don't know Jaws very well anyway. But yeah, everything with NVDA is free and open source. So that's one reason why I'm all over this. Who doesn't want
free? And let me ask you this. So obviously they take suggestions from their users, correct?
They do.
So you're in touch with them. So if I give some suggestions, because see, here's the thing. What we want to be as people that are dealing with sight loss, you know, being those who are totally without sight, being those who are high functioning, you know, meaning they have some sight left. The one thing each person wants to do is maintain a level of independence, okay?
Yes.
And for people who have been creators, who have been content creators, who have been composers, such as myself, the one thing we would like to be able to do is work with less assistance as possible, okay?
Right.
So.
Right.
I will. What I'll be doing from a composer standpoint, I will be giving them issues
issues that occur when I'm trying to do such tasks, like the ones
okay.
I gave you example, like for the fields of going to like preferences. And then once you get inside of preferences, you don't know where you're at. So
yes.
I will be giving examples of what they can do so we can navigate those five areas versus not knowing where you're at, okay? I'll be doing
okay.
that. I'll also be seeing if they can possibly separate with alt text, you know, as far as the graphics
yep.
go. And then if there's a way you can down arrow and, like, navigate to different areas. So these are the things I'll be wanting to see brought to fruition.
Okay.
And we'll go from there.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll... Yeah.
Do you have an email address or anything that I can stay in contact with you? You can send that to me. I'll give it to you when we're done here.
Yes, I do. My email address is SIXEYES, the digit number 6@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. All right, can you please send that to me in an email so that I can get that?
But Kenny, you have her information. Just forward her my email. Kenny has your information, correct?
Okay. We can do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Kenny.
You're very welcome. Well, we want to definitely thank you for being on the Six Eyes Radio Network Jumbo Braille program. Great demonstration of the NVDA. So
yep.
make sure you check that out. It's an open source, free for you users who wants to have a screen reader. Check it out. From what we went over, it has quite the bells and whistles and some things that the higher end screen readers don't have. So check it out. It's open source. Download it. Let us know how it works for you. We want to thank our mystery caller that called in. Want to thank everybody that's going to listen later on. Our surrounding city and states, our faraway country. We want to thank Laura Crowell. How do you pronounce your last name?
Cornwell,
excuse me. Are you related to Sharon Cornwell?
No,
do you have
I'm
a
not.
Sharon Cornwell? Wow.
I don't know her.
Well, you're the second Cornwell I know, because I know a Sharon Cornwell too.
Oh my.
Okay. All right. Well, we definitely want to thank you for being on the Six Eyes Radio Network, and good luck with the November 15th conference. National Federation conference.
Yes, and I want to say something to you guys, too. I want to say thank you guys for actually having me on tonight and letting me do this. Because I'm going to say this to you guys. You know, I may not be able to donate money in that, but I'm always willing to give them my time. I'm always willing to help anybody that wants to give me a chance to sit down and talk about NVDA and that kind of thing. And believe it or not, I know you're a teacher there, Ken. I was only two away from getting my NVDA expert.
Well, you are very
okay.
welcome.
Okay.
All right. Well, you take care, and we'll be in touch.
All righty.
All right.
All right. Cool.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. We want you to go ahead and tell everybody about how they could donate to the station so that anybody that wishes to donate, they could do that.
Yes. So for those of you who utilizes the PayPal platform, the email address you'll enter is 6i6, that is SIXEYES, the digit number 6@gmail.com. Once again, that is SIXEYES, the digit number 6@gmail.com. And whatever God puts on your heart to help us keep bringing you great programming will be greatly appreciated. Now, if you utilize the Cash App, the information will be $SIXEYES, the digit number 2, the digit number 4, Once again, for the Cash App users, that is $SIXEYES, the digit number 2, the digit number 4. And again, whatever God puts on your heart to help us keep bringing you great programming will be greatly appreciated. This is the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right, and want to invite everybody for tomorrow night's show, Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang Show, where we see how Six does with the song and poem. Does he get the good buzzer or the bad buzzer tomorrow? And, of course, our topic of love, caring, friends, friendship, and hatred is our new topic that we're starting. And, of course, Ruth's Bible Prophecy. We'd be glad to see you there tomorrow, 9 p.m. Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang Show, 9 p.m. here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Of course, open programming on Saturday. And the Sunday show at 1 p.m. for the Gospel Show. Monday, of course, Motivational Monday at 9 p.m. And then we go into the Word of the King on Tuesday. So we'd be glad to see you at all these programs here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. So for Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, Big Dot here on the Jumbo Braille program, and the rest of us, Six Eyes and the whole gang, we want to say God bless, good night, and have a good day.
Hello? Hello? Hang on, I'm coming. Do what? Okay, thanks. Hello? I guess what is it? Hang on, just it's us? Hello?